Good morning, this is Bhargav Reddy of APAC Assistance Asia Pacific team. I'm discussing main issues in South Asia. Today it's Friday, 8th of March, mostly in Sri Lanka. Yesterday, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe expressed his disapproval of President Maithripala Sirisena's statement on Sri Lanka's commitment to the UNHRC or the Human Rights Commission on wartime atrocities against Tamils. Prime Minister's office said the government will seek an extension of the timeline given by the UNHRC resolution to investigate the war crimes allegedly committed by Sri Lankan soldiers during the war against the LTTE. The Prime Minister's statement was in contrast with President's statement that he would send his own team to the UNHRC session to seek an extension, and the UN must allow Sri Lanka to resolve its own issues. In October 2018, Sirisena Prime Minister Ranil creating a constitutional crisis in the country. Also in Sri Lanka, an officer of Criminal Investigations Department was arrested for accepting bribe from a businessman against whom a court case is being heard at the moment. Businessman filed a case at the bribery commission alleging that the officer had accepted bribe from him in earlier two occasions as well, claiming a part of the bribe will be given to the judge. According to the Global Corruption Body report of 2015, a third of Sri Lankans believe the police is corrupt. Overall, Sri Lanka ranks 89th least corrupt country out of 180 countries in 2018 in the report by Transparency International. In Bangladesh, candidates of Dhaka University Central Students Union and Hall Union elections have demanded an extension to the voting time, which is scheduled for 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. on March the 11th. More than 43,000 student voters will cast their vote for 38 different positions during the elections. The Swadhikar Shatantra Parishad, an international panel, proposed to set up 357 polling booths at dormitories so that students could cast their votes within the given time frame. Authorities are yet to respond to the demands. Also in Bangladesh, police yesterday arrested four armed robbers from Fakirhat, Kazipura municipality in Chittagong district in southern Bangladesh. Five policemen suffered injuries in the gunfight with the robbers. Police recovered firearms from the robbers. Cases of Arms Act, preparation to commit robbery, and police assault were filed against the suspects. Clients are advised to employ extreme caution while traveling in the Sitakunda unit and the surrounding areas near Chittagong, and expect more clashes between police and armed robbers in the area. In Pakistan, former Pakistan President Pervez Musharraf has claimed that the Jaish-e-Mohammed Islamist group is a terror outfit, and Pakistan's intelligence agency has used it to carry out attacks in India during his presidency from 2001 to 2008. He claimed that the group had tried to assassinate him twice in December 2003. Jaish-e-Mohammed has been banned in Pakistan under the National Action Plan of 2014. Jaish-e-Mohammed has been accused of various attacks in India, including the recent suicide attack which killed 44 Indian soldiers on February 14th. The attack had led to escalation of military hostilities between Pakistan and India. Please check us out at www.apacassistance.com, where you can buy our advisories, alerts and assessments on a pay-per-view basis, or email us at info@apacassistance.com to inquire about our East Asia Pacific or South Asia risk management memberships.